Hello, welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is wild. Some wild stories. And I'm joined by a wild guest. Please welcome Amber Singletary.
Hello!
And also joining us is Ian. Amber, you are a stand-up comedian, you're a writer, and you host a series called Judgy.
I do.
Where you talk to people on the streets about their wild stories, mm-hmm. and you judge them.
Yes.
And you actually judged Ian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a little backstory here. You ran into Ian on the streets, and you were talking to him about a story where a guy was... What was the story?
Here we go.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Is this okay? Is this okay if we bring this up?
No, this is perfect.
A guy was hitting on slash accosting one of our... Okay, so he was hitting on one of our coworkers.
Okay.
At a bar, and he kind of wouldn't stop. And I heard him say that he was...
5'11".
He was 5'11", yeah. And I watched it. Okay, good. And I looked at him and I said, no, you're not. You're 5'8". And he's like, what? No, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, we're the same height. I'm 5'8". And he's like, no, you're higher, you're higher. And then so finally I said, okay, let's see the ID. And so he pulled out his driver's license. Rough. And that shit said 5'8".
Wow.
And she said that...
That you should have pulled a guy's
in the heat of the moment. Judges don't hear stories twice, okay? So we can't always hear the facts. Hindsight is 20/20. Leave me alone.
You did apologize and say that I deserved a retrial.
I did say that. But please, nobody else. This is the only retrial allowed
retrial
in history.
You're doing.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this series?
So about since February of last year.
Cool.
And it's just, it's so fun. I love doing it. I love judging people. It's the best. It's the best.
Do you have off the cuff, like, one of the wildest stories you've ever heard? Is there, like, just...
So there was one where we had to basically stop the person and in the middle and be like, hey, so this is a crime, and it sounds like you're stalking this person. So we did have to, there have been a couple guests that I had to be like, hey, so this is an actual crime.
So you're like actually guilty.
Yeah, like she was.
Yeah.
She like was like, yeah, I was dating this guy. And then the dating turned into I'm his neighbor. And then that turned into I'm leaving notes under his door. And then it turned into I'm showing up to his job. And I go, hey, so I am actually not trained on actual criminals. So you actually have to leave.
This is above my pay grade.
Yeah, I was like, please don't finish this story. And also, and then she goes, yeah. And then after his second restraining order, and I go, okay. And now
we're moving on.
And she was innocent. I'm just kidding.
But you're guilty.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, hey, we're gonna be reading a bunch of Am I the Asshole stories. So the purpose is to judge these people, kind of.
I can't wait.
This is your ballpark.
Are you? And you're familiar with Reddit?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe too much.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
I like to get into the minds of things that I have never before seen, and that's Reddit is that kind of place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's an orca subreddit. There's one for dolphins. People that want to learn dolphin language, I'm in that one.
Oh, how's that going?
So,
what's the dolphin word for boat?
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Very controversial of you to say.
You think? Oh, yeah. Maybe it was the accent. That. Maybe bleep it out. Sorry to all the dolphins watching out.
We have a huge dolphin fan base. Yes, all right. Let's hop into these stories. Our first story comes from Am I the Asshole? It was posted in 2026, this month. Am I the Asshole for withholding concert tickets from friends after they ditched me? Okay. I have two very close friends, Lily and Kate, fake names I made during university. Lily and Kate are very conventionally attractive. Important detail for later. I, however, am not. I'm hygienic, groom myself well, have tried all the conventional tips for appearance. However, I have a very large nose, wide boxy jaw, which make me not conventionally attractive. Damn.
My God.
Self-roasts. Anyway.
I like a wide boxy jaw.
Yeah.
We graduated university this year and decided to celebrate with a Miami trip. I bought us all concert tickets for tonight since Lily used some of her hotel points to get us a large suite to stay in. Kate picked out a club she wanted to go for Friday night. I know Miami has a reputation for being picky about what girls they let into clubs. I did my makeup and hair as best as I could, wore one of the prettiest and fanciest dresses I own. However, when we got to the bouncer, he only let in Lily and Kate, but not me. Lily hesitated and tried to convince him to let me in too, but he didn't budge. Eventually, both shot me a grimace and said they wouldn't be too long at the club.
Oh!
I felt so humiliated walking away. I've been feeling really down since and am frankly offended by their behavior ditching me. I don't want to go to the concert tonight. And after they pushed me on it, I told them I wasn't going to give them the tickets I bought for them either. Kate is now pretty mad at me, and Lily has said she's disappointed with my decision. Am I the asshole?
Whoa.
Okay. So she's basically now saying, we're not going to this concert. Like, I don't want to hang out with you. Mm-mm. Like, and they're going, oh, well, at least give us our tickets.
They're like, let me go.
Yeah. That has got to be one of the most, like, heartbreaking situations to deal
Humbling.
With. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Also just, like, shitty, man. I don't go to clubs, but I've heard about this before.
You've heard the lore.
I've heard the lore.
You've never been let in.
There's always that capacity when I show up, so I don't get to go in. So it's like, it must be, like, you know.
It must be filled, yeah.
I don't know. I can't relate to her, but... But if you're in that situation where one of your friends isn't being let in, you stick with your friend.
I've only been in Miami for like one night, but there are multiple clubs in Miami, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So if one isn't letting all of your friends in, just go down the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere
else. But what if they tell her she's ugly again? Now you got two clubs that told you ugly one night.
Yeah.
Two clubs, one night. That's not a good thing.
No, it's not good for your self-esteem.
I feel so bad because OP is starting this off. Like, this is after this has happened. So OP's starting off like, look, I'm not conventionally attractive. Like, going out. Like, they're clearly in their head.
The bouncers, I've seen this situation happen, and the bouncer will simply be like if there's six girls, the bouncer truly might be like, okay, you four.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I've seen it happen. I always left with my friends. Shout out to my ugly friends. I always will be with you.
So the verdict here from Reddit is not the asshole. She's not the asshole for saying, no, we're not going to the concert. They left her on the street alone.
Yeah.
And no, like, went in and they're just
like, well, you're ugly, so just walk home, I guess.
It's like they're just not her friends. Like,
no,
that's
they're
not friend behavior. So it's like, I don't want to go to a concert with people who just betrayed me.
Yeah. Friend got the hotel.
Okay, so the concert was her contribution to the trip.
The concert was her contribution because we're friend. Lily used some of her hotel points to get us a large suite to stay in. So Lily, one of her friends, got the suite. Kate picked out a club. So I don't
Kate
know,
needs to bring more to the situation.
I don't know what Kate. I don't know what Kate brought
Kate
to the situation.
Kate is mooching.
Step it up.
Yeah.
But she bought the tickets as a contribution. But it's like, man.
Don't leave a young woman on the streets of Miami.
Please. It's like the number one thing they tell you.
When you enter Miami.
She's better than me. I would have let them go to the concert and told them, oh, I only have one ticket. Doesn't it feel bad to be left outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, yikes.
Verdict is not the asshole.
Sure.
Comments, just tell them you won't be too long at the concert.
Yeah.
8,000 upvotes on that.
I'm with that one.
Yeah, what is she?
Nailed
what
that.
Is she, what does that even mean? Like, what is she supposed to do while they're in their clubbing? Like,
they were literally like, we won't be in there.
Go eat bread or something? I don't know.
Someone said, not the asshole. They aren't your friends. Not only was it super rude to go into the club without you, it was dangerous as hell for you to walk down the street alone. There are so many stories of people wandering alone and they just disappear.
Yeah.
Someone said, so it's okay for them to leave you out to do something fun, but it's not okay for you to leave them out from doing something fun. See the double standards there? Unfortunately, these two are not your friends because true friends would have said, let's go someplace else since they won't let you into this club. True friends wouldn't have left you alone in a big city. I think it's time to find new friends who appreciate you for who you are. Also, sell those tickets and do something nice for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go to Applebee's. They don't treat people like that at Applebee's.
Yeah. They invite all the
They let uggos. Everybody in. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been in a friend group where that happened, and it was like a very much like, hey, you guys can come in. This person can't come in. And we were just kind of like, all right, it's six of us, three in, three out. cool.
Oh, okay, so you divide.
So we divided. Like, it was like, okay, it was somebody's birthday, and they really wanted to go to this club, and then the other three of us were like, well, I really don't care about this. Let's just go somewhere else.
I guess that, it's safe. Having larger numbers allows you to.
Well, yeah, because you also need to be on watch of this person because they were just told they were ugly publicly. It's not like they're not, there's a line of people watching them not
that is
get in.
Devastating.
So you're just like, ugh.
That is truly devastating. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. Lily and Kate are both assholes, but Kate is the biggest asshole out of the two. See, you paid for the tickets. Lily obtained the hotel suite. What did Kate contribute aside from intentionally picking a place you couldn't get into?
Pretty privilege.
Lily tried weekly to get you in, even though she still gets the title of asshole for not leaving with you. Where was Kate in all of that? And now she's the one who's angriest? OP responded saying, Kate really hasn't really done much pitching in. She paid once we got smoothies together, but the total was like $28 compared to the expense of the hotel and the concert tickets. Yeah, Kate sucks.
Kate was so happy when they didn't get into the concert. She was like, finally, they can ignore the fact that I'm not paying for anything. Flying under the radar.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. That was peaceful. It all
they
worked
need to
out
kick
for Kate.
Kate out.
Yeah, oh, Kate needs to get out of there.
She gotta go.
Kate's ugly inside.
Mm-hmm. She has to go.
Get rid of her.
We have an internal club where we let people in based on their heart and their aura.
Yeah. That would be a crazy bouncer.
It wouldn't.
A bouncer who can see into your mind is
just
like
a lady from Bushwick, mm-hmm. Not good vibes.
No.
Nope.
You must leave. You're evil.
You must leave. She's a troll. You must leave. You shall not pass. Okay.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by ZocDoc. If you're like me, life is constantly keeping you busy. I have a litany of appointments and errands to run. It can feel very consuming when attempting to balance my friends, family, career, and me time. Sadly, the first thing to disappear off my list is all my self-care maintenance. But it doesn't have to be that way anymore. With ZocDoc, I have found balance. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. They have more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across all 50 states. That means dental, primary care physician, optometrist, dermatologists are all checked off the list because I was able to use ZocDoc. You might be thinking, that sounds like a lot of doctors to file through. Not with ZocDoc's filters and verified patient reviews. I can find the perfect doctor for me that's in my network and near my location. I love their app. It is so simple and easy to use. I was pushing off doctor's appointments for so long because it felt so complicated until I had ZocDoc. Now I've got it all set. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/PittReddit to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/PittReddit. Now back to the show.
Okay, so our next story comes from Am I Overreacting? Am I overreacting for breaking up with my girlfriend over a toilet plunger prank? Pranks on Reddit never go well.
And a toilet prank. Ooh.
Do you like pranks?
Which side of the prank am I on?
You like pranks.
Getting pranks.
So I do like a well-executed prank.
Okay.
Like, I think there are definitely moments where it can be done well. I hate an unfunny prank where I'm just okay, so I'm just wet and it's 10 a.m. This sucks.
Is there a prank you've ever pulled that you're proud of?
I should not say.
Okay.
Okay.
But when I was in high school, there may have been a prank in the class of 2025 in which I graduated high school from. And the law was called, and it doesn't matter, but let's go, let's move on.
Okay.
I had a friend in my high school, he chopped down a tree in at our school.
And that's a prank?
As a senior prank.
Was he George Washington?
No, but he did use an axe, and it took him hours, and I think it partially fell on the library, and I think his family had to pay for it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he wasn't allowed to walk.
Oh, I just stole all the chairs. I didn't cut down the trees. We just stole and threw away all the chairs in the school.
And somebody drove the golf cart and the hall monitor's golf cart into the pool.
That's
The hall monitor had a golf cart?
My year, there was just like, everyone was like, senior prank, let's just destroy property.
Y'all wanted to shoot the chalkboards? It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's not a prank. I rarely hear pranks that are pranks, and I, at this point, don't know what a prank is.
Yeah, I'm like, it sounds like assault, but okay.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting for breaking up with my girlfriend over a toilet plunger prank? Okay, this just happened 2 hours ago, and I'm still fuming. Apparently on TikTok, the toilet plunger prank has been trending. It's where you ask your partner for help with a clogged toilet, and instead you actually put Nutella, water, and fart spray on a plunger and fling it on your partner. My girlfriend decided to do that prank on me, and normally I can take a joke. After she flung the toilet plunger contents on me, including in my mouth, I obviously died and went to hell. But she showed me the video she was making, and I was like, okay, it's just a prank. Fine, whatever. But then
she posted it.
I asked her if she bought a new toilet plunger to do this prank or if she at least washed it. But no, she took the regular fucking toilet plunger we had to do this prank. Y'all, I'm so fucking mad right now. She told me she's so sorry and everything. She forgot to buy a new toilet plunger for the prank. But what the fuck? That means I actually got fucking feces in my fucking mouth. I'm so unbelievably angry. I told her I'm done with her, and now she's pissed at me? Am I overreacting? We live together, so it's not gonna be easy to just break up. Plus, telling all our friends and family we broke up because of a toilet plunger prank feels so childish, but I feel so disrespected.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
I have a few thoughts, yeah, yeah, but no, I think
if your partner's doing TikTok pranks, just break up with him. Doesn't matter what the prank is. I think every viral TikTok prank is the dumbest shit ever, and they're never funny, mm-mm, and they're always just kind of mean-spirited, and I think that shows what kind of taste your partner has, and that taste is trash.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Oh. Yeah, anyone who's filming you without your, like, consent, like just filming you on the spot and then posting it, especially in like situations like that, like that's who you're dating. Also, this is gonna be definitely like a little
hypocritical.
Like, have you done this?
No. Sorry. People doing, and I'm like, are you getting paid to do this? Like, you're just putting this online just for are you getting money for this? Like, because a lot of the influencers you see doing this shit, it's all fake.
Yes.
It is, they're both in on it. The couple talking like, all right, so I'm going to walk in, then you're going to do this, and I'm going to freak out, like whatever. Production. And they get brand deals and shit out of that.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. Because, like, this is why when people copy it on TikTok, they don't realize that they're fake.
Yeah.
The other ones are fake. So they're just morons. Mm.
And they're just like actually dumb people.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, okay, so you want all of TikTok to like laugh at your partner? You want everyone, you want your partner to look like an idiot?
I mean, it happens.
What is the goal?
Yeah.
It happens a lot, man.
Your partner.
Like, and that's what's scary about TikTok is like anybody can go viral at any moment. And like you kind of don't know if you want that.
Also, I'm crying laughing at him typing this, obviously infuriated.
He's so mad.
Like, he's still got the Nutella on the side of his face.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe it. Also, and the fart spray is horrible.
Fart spray is...
It smells so
You might
bad.
As well shit on the plunger.
I think that maybe she should be in jail.
So you would deem her guilty?
I think she needs to be, like, held in a corner, like, timeout. And then broken up with. Because also it's like... When does it stop, right? Like, are you going to escalate this? Like,
what if it does numbers?
What if it does numbers?
What if they blow up? What if they start getting brandy?
The way
and
if
she's
I
like,
get pranked.
Babe, I need to do another plunger prank. I'm
but sorry. If they can work on it together.
That's true. And he gets a cut.
There's no reason why she couldn't have been like, hey, I really like this trend. Can we do this?
Yeah.
I guess maybe he's not a good actor.
Then it's not a prank, but whatever.
Yeah.
But she was filming this, planning to post it. And that's so embarrassing for him.
And the mouth.
And that's even if she was doing it properly. I was going to say, though, with the plunger, he's talking about, like, there's actual feces on it. I'm like, if I use a plunger, like, I'm making sure that I'm...
I'm not leaving the dookie on there. You make sure that is clean
afterward. Like, I'm not cleaning in the sink.
And I'm using
like,
it in water of the toilet, so it like, shouldn't be too much.
You flush, you fix everything, and then you're, like, really soaking it off and everything.
Are they doing dry plunger poop?
I don't know what they're doing.
It also depends on if you have the proper plunger.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that use the wrong plunger.
Finally, what we need to be talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people here using the wrong plunger.
Yeah, because they just use that one that's just like this, and that you're not
that's
supposed
for
to
the
use
sink.
That. Yeah, it's for the sink. The toilet what? One, it has like it's a little like flange.
Yeah.
It goes like this.
The ones that are down.
Yeah.
The other ones are for the sink?
Yeah, the other one.
The ones that are just the dome... Just for sink.
Just for
one
sink.
One for toilet.
Really?
Yeah, one for toilet.
Yeah,
has
the
that
uncircumcised
kind of like,
plunger is for the toilet.
Yes, that's a perfect way of explaining it. Yes, oh my God. That's That's so true. Yes, the uncircumcised plunger is for the toilet.
Do we all know this?
You got two very specific types of dudes.
Okay. Are y'all married to women?
Yeah.
Men don't know stuff like that unless there's a woman in the house.
So uncircumcised is...
Jesus. Ian's going to take it to the next level.
Did he say whether it was the uncircumcised or regular?
No, they did not.
Not regular. Everybody's welcome.
Not the specifics on the plunger.
Because if it's the uncircumcised one, I would be... Because you don't quite know if there could be a little bit of dookie on the inside.
Oh, you're saying you can't vacuum maneuver up.
You can't, like, see into it totally. Yeah. So
it's designed to go over a sink, like a flat surface.
Right.
So. Yeah.
But it might get caught in the cliff if it's the sink one. Yeah. Get caught in the cliff of it.
But, like, given this woman's judgment on the prank, she's probably using a sink.
She's doing the sink
plunger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot more to talk about with this one. My favorite, you know what it reminds me of, though, is have you seen, like, women will post something of their boyfriends or their husbands? Like, oh, my boyfriend did this annoying thing, whatever, and they post it. And then it goes online. It goes viral. And, you know, everyone's like, your boyfriend sucks. You should break up with them. And then they always post the follow-up, but they're like, guys, okay, everyone's telling me to break up with my boyfriend. He's actually really sweet. I know I posted this thing where he's doing this really awful thing, but, like...
But, like, he's a human
just like,
being.
Before you post something online, be ready for online.
Because online is a serious place.
Yeah, unless it's private, it's just your friends, it's going to be seen by potentially
just send
millions.
It to your group chat. Like, literally just do the back in the day, like, he's getting on my nerves, and just move on. Like, why?
But it's such a boundary, like, crossing. Like, you're in that type of relationship where that person does not respect
you. That's not the only thing she's done.
Yeah, but
this sounds like the straw.
If he's ready to break up over this, then I have a hard time believing.
Also, I'm wondering, like, when people plan a prank, right, like, do you look at the state of the day that your partner had? Because, like, we all have had a day where you're like, I can't take one more thing today. And then you get fake poop on your mouth.
I don't really like any prank that, like, physically affects a person.
No, right?
Them getting wet, them getting messy or anything. Like, the only pranks that I think are funny, and I think someone has said it, it's like, the point of a prank is to confuse, not to abuse. Ooh. And, like, that's, like, it's just, like, you're supposed to kind of, like, be like, wait, what's going on? And then it's, like, psych, this is what's going on.
Yeah, then Ashton Kutcher comes out. He's like,
I thought something else was going on.
I blew up your car.
Thanks,
Ashton. I thought that it was a joke.
Yeah. Okay. The verdict is not overreacting. Comments, top one says, I hate pranks. 8,000 upvotes. Someone said, if a prank relies on making the person you supposedly love feel humiliated, stressed, or uncomfortable, it's not a prank. It's just cruelty with a laugh track. Lastly, someone said, your girlfriend needs to grow the hell up. Enough with TikTok challenges, not overreacting. And I don't know if this girlfriend is trying to become an influencer, but she just wanted to do this trick.
She wanted a viral video.
It's like, it's like.
What happened to whoopee cushions?
They're hilarious.
Like, what about a quick little, and then, like,
it's so funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
We have one over there, and it makes me laugh all the time.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a good prank. Nobody got hurt. It's just people think I farted. That's not that bad.
I'm having a dumb thought right now. You can do a reverse prank where if you have to fart, you grab a whoopee cushion, you go like, ha, and then you, like, sit on it.
But then it smells. And then what do you say? You're like,
whoa, this whoopee cushion's really good.
This whoopee cushion's meta. It actually stinks.
This one's wow. They like, made out a new version. All right.
This episode of Red Stories is sponsored by Quince. Summer is here, which means I need to be ready for the heat. I need comfortable, breathable, lightweight pieces that match my style and my budget. That's why I use Quince. Starting at just $34, Quince offers 100% linen pants and shirts. For anyone who has to endure humidity, why aren't you wearing linen all the time? I love their lightweight tees because I can wear them during the day and transition into night without having to change. Quince allows me to feel and look good even on the warmest days. Here in California, it gets so hot during the summers, and this linen, dude, it breathes so well. Quince offers more than clothes. They have home goods, travel items, and everyday essentials. Quince makes great gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, and summer party gifts. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/pitreddit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/pitreddit for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pitreddit. Now back to the show.
Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? This was also from May of 2026.
What happened in May? Are you okay?
May is going nuts. Am I the asshole for expecting my partner to honor first come, first served with wedding invites? Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for just under a year, 9 months, and this is the first real fork in the road we've had. We have been invited to a number of weddings this year. For some of these weddings, the invites were sent out before we officially started dating, or shortly after. In a couple of cases, the originally invited guest had a plus one, so it wasn't a problem. One of these invites, for a friend of mine, was sent out a few months after we started seeing each other. The bride, my friend, was originally reluctant to offer a plus one for my partner when I contacted her to ask if it was possible, but kindly did find some space and confirmed that we were both invited to the wedding. This was at the start of this year. Last week, my partner's friend and his fiance sent out their invites. They apparently weren't aware that save the dates are expected these days, and therefore this might have been avoided. Unfortunately, their wedding day is the same as my friend's, where we have already RSVP'd yes. I was caught by surprise when my partner told me that he was planning to attend their wedding and said that he was already committed to attending the first wedding with me. These are weddings hundreds of miles apart, so we couldn't attend both on the same day. My boyfriend said that he was sure that me not being able to attend for a very valid reason would be fine, but he couldn't imagine missing this friend's wedding. I haven't met them, but apparently they've been good friends for over a decade, and he also gets on well with the fiance too. He also suggested I attend the first wedding either with a friend or my sister, or that I get back in touch with the bride to explain the situation and rescind the plus one. To be childish, none of this is fair. We agreed months ago to attend this wedding, and frankly, I'd only let it slide if we were no longer dating, which isn't even close to being the case. We're moving in together in a few weeks. I told my partner that I expect him to honor his commitment to both his agreement and our relationship, and he said that I was being unreasonable and that he would not be changing his decision. The word asshole wasn't used, but I'd say that unreasonable and his manner was implying that I was one. It would be good to know an outside view on this. Okay, so I'm trying to piece this all together a little bit.
This is intense.
So this is a lot of stuff going on. Okay, yeah. So basically, OP was invited to one of her friend's weddings.
Yep. Okay.
She asked for a plus one for her boyfriend. Yep. Right. They get that. So they go, okay, we're going to go to this wedding of my friend's wedding. But later on, her boyfriend gets invited to a very close friend's wedding yep. of his
yep.
that happens to be on the same day.
Yep.
He goes, I have to go to this. There wasn't a save the date, but like, this is my good friend's wedding.
Yeah, I can't miss it.
I'm picking this. And she says, no, you've already agreed to come with me to this wedding, so you have to come with me just to this wedding.
She like just a record company. She yeah, like, yeah, yeah. no, these yeah. are the terms.
You signed this.
You signed the paper.
Yeah, like I—
read the fine print.
I literally get, take someone else.
I get that. Yeah. So that's what I'm confused about is like, what they're making it sound like they have to, as a couple, go to one of the things they can't
Which
just go,
don't.
Oh, I guess we're going to separate weddings.
Yeah, go to separate weddings.
He suggested I attend the first wedding either with a friend or my sister, mm-hmm. or that I get back in touch with the bride to explain the situation and rescind the plus one. Not rescind her, just him.
Right.
And he wasn't even originally supposed to be going to that wedding anyway. And so she's just not accepting that. I told my partner that I expect him to honor his commitment to both his agreement and our relationship, and he said that I was being unreasonable. I think she is being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's—
I'm like, this is one of those cases where I'm like, why would you post this?
This was quickly deleted, but our team—
We move fast
slide.
Over here. Yeah.
They're like, shh, locked in, Jarvis, screenshot.
You gotta commit to it, lady.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's
then—
It's also like, I laugh every time when, like, you go to these subreddits— For the purpose of being like, hey, am I the asshole? It's anonymous. These people don't know who you are. So, like, take it.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting this advice. You're getting the, like, you're
yep.
getting,
she said, actually, I don't like these people either. They don't know what
you're
the hell they're
too.
Talking about on here.
But this is how people get to this degree is by not listening to anybody and, like, just funneling it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we all agree, like, yeah, just go to separate weddings.
People do that all the time.
And it'll be more fun. You won't be sitting there like, when are we getting married 9 months in? Your friends will have another wedding. Go to that one. It's fine. Together, just split up.
It's frustrating, right? Like, that's fair. The reality of the situation is still, okay, these two weddings are
just
on the same
two
day.
Weddings.
And she's saying, oh, if they had sent out a save the date, it might have saved everything. It's like, no, it wouldn't have.
It would have been the same day.
It still would have been the same. Yeah. And therefore, this might have been avoided. It's like, no, it wouldn't have been avoided.
You know who went through this? Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway. And they solved it like you're supposed to. fight at the altar. So I think you guys ask the wedding parties if they want to come to the same venue.
Join weddings.
Exactly.
A super wedding.
A super wedding.
Okay.
Super friends. We got extra food.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're in like separate sides of the country.
Just meet in the middle. Okay. Kansas.
Nebraska.
A
good old Oklahoma wedding.
Also, judging
right
by
next
this
to
person,
all the fracking.
She used the word commitment. The commitment to our relationship. And I'm like, you guys are what, a newborn baby's age dating? What is it, 9 months? Like, just, it's okay. Also, 5 years in, you're not even gonna wanna go to weddings with him anymore. Literally, just go. Just go.
Yeah. The verdict is asshole. Yeah.
What a surprise.
Comments, you're the asshole. Asking a bride for a plus one when you didn't get one originally is tacky as hell. Oh, so they're saying she's the asshole. Not
from
even for anything else. Just like, hey, that, boom, you're the
asshole. I mean, I haven't had a wedding, but apparently the catering and everything is very expensive per guest. So it's like asking for a plus one is a little bit like...
late. If you're asking late. Yeah.
No, my wife and I, we were originally like, oh, are we going to do a wedding? We did a courthouse thing. When we were originally talking about like, oh, a wedding, it's like, oh my God, for 50 people, it is so much money.
Even just for
50. And so we're like, so 50, we're like, who do we, like, how do we, how do we decide? Like, oh my God, this is awful. And you're like, oh, I understand why this is. So whenever anyone's having a wedding, I'm like, I understand.
Yeah, because 50 becomes 100 instantly if you give plus ones.
Exactly. It's so...
50 doesn't even...
It's a mathematical nightmare.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking of people that you're like, do I even talk to this person? Like, would they be mad if I don't invite them?
Exactly. And then you get into family. So they're saying you're the asshole for being tacky as hell. Someone replied underneath that comment saying, and now she's going to have egg on her face as a coincidental result as the significant other goes to his bud's wedding instead. Someone replied to that saying, yeah, I think if she got the plus one originally, she would have been fine with her partner not going and going the other wedding. But now that she knows she kind of overstepped and asked for the plus one, she made this whole situation. That's probably why
she's
pressuring
like, no,
him.
I did all this.
She's
you
like, you need to come to this wedding because I already pushed boundaries in another way.
Yep.
So you need to actually help
me. So now you're
the
asshole, even though I'm the asshole. Yeah. I'm the first asshole, you're the second asshole.
Yes. Mm. Double asshole.
I like that. Wait, does she have any other friends, does she say? Because he gave her two. He's like, bring a friend. Bring your sister. Go party.
She's got a sister, so she could bring her.
Me and my sister, the footage of what we'd be doing at that wedding would reach 100 miles to the next wedding. We would have had fun. I don't know.
Yeah. Someone said, you're the asshole. You can each go to your friend's wedding. Let the bride know to rescind the plus one and apologize for the hassle. It was really rude of you to ask her in the first place, but that's not the point here. Not everyone uses a save the date, and not everyone plans a wedding significantly in advance. Talk with your partner about this. You do need to listen to each other and understand why each feels the way they do about it. Lastly, someone said, friend of over a decade, as opposed to an added on plus one with a woman he's been dating for 9 months. Not a tough call. You're right, you're being childish. Life ain't fair and shit happens sometimes. There is a compromise. You go to your friends alone, he goes to his friends alone. This is a longtime friend of his. Be real, you'd be pissed if he asked you to miss the wedding of a friend of a decade, so cut him the same slack.
Yep.
5,000 upvotes. She got wrecked.
Can you imagine being that friend of a decade and your friend says, hey, I got to go to a wedding with this girl I've been with for 9 months.
Yeah.
And
that's betrayal.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where they probably are going to break up.
Can you imagine her as a bride?
Ooh.
You made a commitment to me as a friend. She calls every single person.
You made a commitment.
On the list.
Commitment. No, I'm not giving you a plus
one. She calls all the maybes like, really? After what we've been through, you're going to maybe my wedding? They're like, I'm having a baby.
That doesn't sound committed to me.
You kind of have to be grateful, though, in the first year, if the person you're dating gives you a really clear red flag. Like,
yeah, that's true.
So like almost an out of like, all right, this
it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Exactly.
This seems like her deep-rooted personality. So run, sir.
Yeah.
Run to the wedding.
And I know Reddit tends to be like, oh, break up, divorce, whatever. I do think in those first months, like, if you get a big, clear sign like
you
this,
get
it's
an easy
like,
out.
Hey, man, maybe it's just better to take the bet of like, you know.
Rarely do you break up with somebody based on a personality trait that wasn't shown to you earlier. So, you should leave.
That's so true.
Okay, our next story comes from the subreddit Relationships, which is not typically asking for an asshole verdict or not, but we can judge them anyways.
Of course we will.
So, This story comes from Relationships, posted in 2016.
Oh, God.
A decade ago.
People were dating in 2016.
I can't believe it.
I was feral.
Oh.
It was 2016. All right. OP is a 35-year-old woman, and she writes, me with my boyfriend, who's a 41-year-old man of 3 years, just found out he has been secretly eating hot dogs because I unknowingly starve him.
Oh no.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No. Oh, no. Poor baby. Hot dog, secret hot dog man.
Where's he?
Oh, no.
Where's he hiding the hot dog?
I don't know.
You can hide a hot dog anywhere if you try hard enough.
You got a trench coat?
I'm interested in you guys.
There could be a hot dog back here.
We hide hot dogs everywhere.
Check under your seat.
I do a Costco run in the morning, and I just like spread them.
There's
around.
Nothing better like than a Costco hot dog.
I had a Costco hot dog yesterday. My God,
so good!
Yeah. It is the best.
They used it's to be a dollar. Are they still a dollar?
$1.50.
$1.50.
Yeah, it's $1.50
for that and a soda.
They're keeping families together over at Costco.
Oh yeah,
they're keeping America together. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best. All right, enough about hot dogs. Let's get into this story. I recognize that this sounds insane from the post title. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years. We have what I would describe as a pretty solid relationship. We have enough similar interests to enjoy activities together, but enough divergent ones that we also have full, complete lives outside of the relationship. We already spend almost every night together and plan to move in together when his lease is up in the fall. We work about 3 miles from each other and on some days carpool depending on schedules.
Cute.
Typically during the work week, I get up and make breakfast and pack our lunches. This has been ongoing since probably 6 months in. Usually for breakfast, I don't do anything crazy. Oatmeal, cereal, scrambled eggs, and toast. Normal breakfast stuff. For lunch, I pack sandwiches, chips or pretzels, some sort of fruit, and a couple of days a week, a sweet treat.
No.
I always make his portions larger than mine, and he's never complained before about any of it. Today we went to lunch and stopped at a nearby park. I was sitting across the picnic table from him when I noticed some yellow on his shirt and made a comment. And OP writes, in quotations, "You have yellow on you joke." I think they must have said, "You have yellow on your shirt," right? Like, you have yellow on yourself.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm scared.
You have yellow on you.
You have yellow on you. He looked over and scratched it away. There was a lot of it, and I mindlessly said, "Did you take a mustard bath before lunch?" And he just turned bright red. After some questions as to why he was embarrassed, the truth came out. I don't make him large enough meals, and almost every day for the past 2 or so years, he takes his 15-minute morning break and walks to a nearby convenience store where he purchases what can only be described as a second breakfast hot dog. I recognize this sounds...
A breakfast hot dog!
Breakfast.
Second breakfast.
This is the most 7-Eleven shit ever.
Yeah. I recognize this sounds ridiculous, but I am so hurt and upset that he has been starving all this time and never wanted to say anything. Of course, now I'm embarrassed because he thinks it is all the funniest thing to ever happen. But I am really, really bothered that instead of sharing his discomfort with me like a normal person, he just had a mid-morning hot dog for months on end. The conversation eventually ended up with us both mad. Me for what I feel is deception, him for what he feels is me blowing this all out of proportion. Do I just ignore it, or is this indicative of a bigger problem?
Oh, no.
Edit. He is the one who said he was starving, not me. There's a whole lot of focus on that word choice, so I wanted to clarify. I appreciate everyone's thoughts. Okay. So, they're both mad, but...
This is so ridiculous.
I think they're both off a little. This is just a little silly.
Because a morning hot dog?
For 2 years, he didn't tell her.
He's just addicted to a morning hot dog. I don't think he's cheating on her with a hot dog. Yeah, he would have ate a hot dog no matter what he ate.
They offer other things at the convenience store. He's only eating hot dogs. This man is having a hot dog a day.
It's going to be the hot dog or those like weird like taquitos that are
rolling.
Either way, spinning in hell.
You're reducing your life expectancy. I'm sorry.
Every day.
Can the man not pack his own lunch if this is a problem?
And there's the tea.
Or at the end of it, if she's so happy to make lunches, like, and he just could be like, "Hey, do you mind if you throw in an extra egg in there?"
Yeah.
"Hey, what if you packed a hot dog in there?"
Yeah. You know what?
What if you packed all that
and then you had a hot dog in there with my sandwich?
Also,
what if you threw a hot dog in there?
I don't think it's weird to be like, "Oh, I'm like still a little hungry. I'm going to go have a snack." And like, literally, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It literally.
It doesn't matter at all.
Here is the thing. I understand her in that any form of like secret or deception is like you kind of just go like you get twisted up about.
So
it.
So I'm not married, but I do want to ask. Can I not have a little secret? What if I like a little secret hot dog right? every day?
Right.
If my boyfriend was like,
"Hey,
let me have
my secret wiener."
Now, if he is calling it a secret wiener, that's when I get involved. Sorry. That's when I get involved.
That's, no, you have that's to step like, in.
Secret hot dog.
I just wish, honestly, this is so ridiculous. I wish she would have been more dramatic with how she, like, revealed it. Like, I wanted her in the dark, turn the lights on and be like, or just show up at the convenience store when he's going to get the hot dog and be like, well.
A lamp at the...
The guy from Cheaters shows up.
Yeah.
You remember that show?
The guy from Cheaters and Chris Hansen walks in. What are you doing here?
It is like 100% like a cheating story where like the woman finds like lipstick on his shirt.
Yeah, but it was mustard.
But it's a hot
mustard.
Dog.
Like this is the goofiest shit ever. And it's like, like the fact that they both ended up angry is like—
Is even funnier.
So sad because like it literally does not matter.
Yeah, no,
like,
neither—
Like it does show a breakdown in communication.
That's what I'm seeing here. It's like, I'm like, you guys aren't talking about this stuff?
He should just be like, all right, I'm going to get my hot dog. I'm like, all right, bye, see you.
Yeah.
Unless they were like vegetarians and he's been lying and he's eats
hot dogs.
Now, I've done that where I was trying to be a vegetarian for somebody and I was sneaking Charcuterie Japan. That's my own business. But it wasn't every day. It wasn't like, I'm like, I want a little
so most
teriyaki
days,
chicken.
So most days you were vegan.
I was like, most days I was vegetarian.
Okay.
But on Fridays, after a couple... runs on DoorDash, I would just eat a little teriyaki chicken from Sarku, Japan. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I didn't also feel like I had to share this and be like, hey, look, I come to you to say...
sometime but if you found a little teriyaki sauce on your shirt...
I'd be like, fine, I eat chicken sometimes. And like, it's like...
But teriyaki sauce isn't indicative of breaking veganism.
So he should have just said, I just like to eat mustard packets. It would have been fine.
Or he could have just been like, like he could have just freaked out. He's like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
He should have guessed.
Oh, the mustard bandit got me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, comments. Why didn't the boyfriend say anything before? OP said he usually avoids conflict until it's at his breaking point.
Oh, great. Would love that in a relationship.
That's solid.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds
so
like
so that is
and
what
this,
is
And this
problem.
Person was saying that, like, their relationship is actually really great.
I'd actually say it's pretty
and
solid.
Awesome. Yeah, this is, like, one of those situations where you, like, meet a couple and they're like, everything's great. We have never fought before. Everything's awesome. You're like, never fought before.
Never disagree
That's
before.
Maybe
ever.
Not. We don't disagree maybe
on
not good.
Anything.
We are on the same accord on every everything. Issue, including hot dogs.
Never had an argument.
I'm like, you guys are going to kill each other.
I guess, I don't want to push someone to a breaking point when I am completely unaware, although I guess it's not that big of a deal to him. And B, holy shit, he needs to get his cholesterol checked.
Yeah. That's a lot of processed meat.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
Every
a lot of processed meat every day.
That's at least 7 hot dogs a week.
Someone else said, you weren't starving him. He's a grown man who, by all means, could have said at one point, hey, can you pack me another sandwich? He is a grown man who can also make his own lunches. You are taking responsibility for an issue that has nothing to do with you. The real issue is why he didn't feel comfortable saying something about it to the point where he kept this a secret for so long.
Yes.
Lastly, someone said, I agree he probably should have said something before now, but you also sound like you are blowing this way out of proportion. He honestly probably enjoyed his mid-morning break and thought of it as a treat rather than you starving him. I'm sure he could have snuck food from home, gone to the grocery himself, or any number of options if he truly didn't want a hot dog.
So this
or
is like a drunk cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she seems a bit controlling to be mad about him eating extra, so maybe he's scared.
I think there's probably a lot more.
I think
going
he's definitely
on.
Scared. He's definitely scared.
With how mad, them to both get mad about this situation, I'm like, what else is going
both
on?
Both of them need
this is not solid.
Him.
But we're going to find out because we have an update. This was posted the next day.
Oh, so God.
OP followed up. They write, so I read everyone's comments and found most people thought I was overreacting and a handful thought I was a psycho bitch. By the end of the day, I was feeling pretty bad. Oh. Some points of clarification. It was not the consumption of hot dogs that bothered me.
Thank you for clearing that up.
It just seemed really weird.
It should be, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's the problem, but yeah. Okay.
No.
It just seemed really weird to me that this was a 2-year habit he had never mentioned to me before. That's like 500 times this has happened and it never came up.
500.
He knows that I have a chai latte obsession. I don't tell him every time I go to get one, but he's aware that I hit up the coffee shop and sometimes he stops by for me. I would have reciprocated is all. We are both—
At the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
They just show up there together like, hey, what are you here for? I don't know. Just vibing, seeing what they got.
Yeah, just checking it out.
She wants to share a glizzy with her boy.
We are both detail-oriented people, so oftentimes we discuss the minutiae of our days. Mm. I don't care what he eats. I am not trying to portion control anything or be his sole source of food. Most people seem to think I am a control freak. I'm not. Mm. He initially was defensive about the secret hot dog parties and told me—
Parties?
Parties.
Oh, wait, okay, well, she's calling. I'm like, okay, now he's going
he's
to
having
an
a party
event.
At 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was secret hot dog parties and told me I was starving him. I got upset because I just wished I had known. I am not a crazy person who would have been mad. I would have just asked if he wanted more food or if he was fine with a mid-afternoon snack. I did not really ban hot dogs in my home due to a tragic dachshund accident. Come on now. Anyway, I don't guess much of that matters now because things have taken a turn for what I perceive to be the worse.
No.
Like I said, I was feeling like a shit heel by the end of the day, so I stopped by the grocery store on my way home and bought him 3 cans of Vienna sausages,
ew.
Which I presented with a verbal
it's
apology
like, you like
to him before
I'll
dinner.
Buy you shit.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, this Vienna sausages?
What the heck? That's the complete, I mean, like.
This is somebody who's never eaten a hot dog before.
They said, they have these 4 mini hot dogs. I figured I'd get you.
Out of a can.
Yeah, what?
In like water
All
oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that I've eaten Vienna sausages a lot in my life, but I'm just saying. That,
yeah.
Cocktail that wieners. Is that what they're called? Right.
So I presented them with a verbal apology to him before dinner. Before I get more mean messages about meat choices, I know Vienna sausages are not hot dogs. I just thought they were funnier.
Oh, so you're making
her thing is
so you're making
bit.
Fun of them now.
It's
she
really
said
funny.
The hot dogs aren't funny
it's
enough.
Funny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
So hot dogs are funny to you.
Yeah, that's great to take this, like, the most trying times in your relationship
and
make
joke.
A joke out of it.
Well, she should get some Nutella and fart spray and really
they should. Yeah, those two couples should hang out.
Yeah. He laughed and we moved on.
Oh.
During dinner, which was not Vienna sausages in case you wondered,
Prove
we
it.
Were talking about everything and I mentioned the original post I had made and he asked to see it.
Oh.
So he read it while I was cleaning up my kitchen, and when I got done and went into the living room, he was sitting there with tears in his eyes.
Oh.
I asked him what was wrong, and he took a deep breath and told me that he felt bad. So many people had told me I was off the deep end. Oh. I was really confused by this point, so I asked why he felt that way. Turns out the reason I didn't know about his daily hot dog is because he has been meeting an ex there to take their morning break together.
Did you guys see that coming? Did that? This is the first time that I feel like I did not guess ex. That somebody was like cheating or an ex. This, okay, you guys got me. Good one. Good one.
2016 was a year.
I'm in shock.
Wow.
So this is a hot dog tryst.
First off, you going to meet a bitch to eat hot dogs? Yeah. For real?
Well,
just cheat on me. Why are you going to eat hot dogs?
Here's the thing. Are they getting hot dogs? He's leaving on his go to get his daily hot dog. He's going every day to go see his ex. Every day.
Oh, she getting hot dogs. And you know what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? And then you tell me I'm starving you? She needs to stay away from hot dogs. She got PTSD. PTS dog.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Fuck.
The girl is his college sweetheart who stayed in the city after school.
Oh, God.
They broke up years before we even met, so I only know of her abstractly. He has always spoken fondly of her, and according to him, they just grew apart. However, it seems that she has a job working nearby the convenience store he frequents, and once they realized, via Facebook, I knew they were friends on there, it did not bother me. See, I am not controlling. They were working in close proximity. They decided to meet up at the store. So they go there 4 or 5 days a week, get their snacks, and chat. He says it's just been talking. She's got a boyfriend. He says they don't really talk about their actual lives. They just shoot the breeze. I asked him why he didn't tell me about this before now.
Something.
And he said he didn't think it was a big deal, but that he also didn't want me to ask him about it or be suspicious.
This explains so much. This explains why he got so red when she asked
him. We were like, why are you
about the mustard?
What's wrong with getting a hot dog?
Oh.
Because this is why he doesn't want her. He doesn't want her going to the convenience store.
Also,
he doesn't want her anywhere near there.
Also, he got away with it.
Why did he tell her? He didn't even have to say anything.
He's like, babe, I'm sorry about the hot dog.
He's like, I'm crying because they're calling you an asshole. I'm cheating.
Well,
at the hot dog store.
Yeah, it's so weird. How do the comments draw that out of him?
Guilt.
I mean, because this is the thing. It's guilt, like, right? Because it's like he's now seeing the world she's living in.
Yeah.
And that's what cheaters do. Their partners live in a weird, not real world of like what's going on. And like it's breaking everything apart. His guilt finally got to him.
Yeah.
So she continues, she goes, I don't know. I feel like having secret ex-girlfriend meetings that happen to include hot dogs is a lot different from having secret hot dogs. So I guess the update is that I am still upset, although I feel like now things are maybe more justified. I tried to not overreact, told him that this was all pretty fucking weird that he has hung out with an ex, briefly as it may be, daily for nearly 2 years without mentioning it.
Oh God, I forgot the 2 years.
I think here's the issue. He never once told her that he was meeting up and talking with an ex.
Yeah,
and
for two years.
And if you and that takes a very active, you know, thought process.
Yeah, every day.
And then the question becomes, why?
Yes.
Because if it wasn't a big deal.
Totally.
If you weren't attracted to this person, you weren't trying to, if you weren't getting some kind of like something out of it, you'd feel free to be like, oh yeah, like occasionally I see my ex. She works at the convenience store. Oh yeah, I saw her.
She works there?
I think she works nearby.
Oh, nearby. Oh, yeah.
So they meet up at the convenience store.
And so it's like if you start obfuscating or neglecting to talk about meeting up with somebody that you were romantically involved in, that is
horrible.
Not
because you're just omitting so much information.
Even if they didn't do it. Even if they didn't actually
do anything. It's like you're keeping it a secret. Why? Because you don't want her to know
this feels
about,
like one of those moments where somebody tells you a little bit so they can hide a lot.
Yes.
Like where they're like, okay, fine, I am eating hot dogs with my ex. And you're like, okay.
Well, he already did the first layer where he's like, okay, here's, and he's like, I've been starving because of your, like he's putting
because
it on
her. Because of your sandwiches.
And then it kind of recontextualizes their first conversation, right? And it's like, oh, that was his, he got caught, so he has to come up with like the first layer
first
of like,
reaction.
What do I tell her?
The starving
like, okay,
is metaphorical.
So I'm doing this. And so now he's lied. He's kept the secret, and now he's lied again. And I think by that point, it's like, all right,
we're
two lies
in. It's like, where does the lie stop?
And here's the thing. She continues on. He said he didn't have any intention of stopping his morning chats with the ex, so I needed to learn to deal with it.
Oh, okay. All right,
I don't know. I honestly just feel really sad and gross right now.
Yep.
Also, he left the Vienna sausages at my place.
Throw them out.
Do a non-killing, a non-lethal poison in the sandwich. Because I'm not making sandwiches.
He's 41.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me?
This is a 41-year-old man.
In 2016. So this is a 51-year-old man, and I hope he is, like, maybe sick from the hot dogs and whatever hotel you guys are eating hot dogs at, because I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you're saying.
I don't believe him at all. No.
I hope he didn't skip his
Why has not- she not followed him Disney Channel style? Like, in the bushes. We need disguises. I would have...
Yeah.
Nobody I've ever dated feel comfortable ever asking me to make you a sandwich ever again.
Yeah. I don't believe anything from him at this
stage.
I don't believe he's going to, I don't believe their chats are at the convenience store only. I think a lot of stuff has probably been going on. Like you at that this is what's tough is at that point when that trust has been broken so much, you kind of have to just end it and go, well, I have no idea. Like, I have to only assume.
Because what are y'all updating each other on every day? It's not catching up if we're talking every day. That's not catching up.
No.
Exactly.
We're hanging out.
Yeah.
That's a very, at the least, a very consistent friendship.
Because I think if you rewind, if this is truly all genuinely innocent, and he goes, hey, my ex who I'm on good terms with, and like, we're friends, like, we were talking about like hanging out sometime. Is that like, could I go talk to her? Like,
no.
And then yeah, you, as a couple, you talk about it, and it's like, if that's the boundary, whatever.
Yeah.
But also, if it's like, if she had said, okay, fine, like, can I come, like, hang out with you?
Can I come
like,
hang?
Then it's like, yeah. Then it's like, but it's coming from a place of, like, I'm not keeping this secret.
Mm.
I'm not trying to, like...
And this all came from a mustard stain, by the way.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you, mustard.
I can't believe it was literally the lipstick stain, but mustard, but it all led back to the same exact...
It always comes back to the same thing. Eating so everyone, hot dogs with another woman.
If you're in a relationship and there's any kind of stain on your partner, they're cheating on you.
Yeah, any that's stain. The lesson.
And they're dirt, eating while they're
blood,
doing it.
Mustard, slime.
Dirt. Where are they cheating at?
A field.
Oh.
Yeah. I look, yeah. A field.
Rock climbing.
You were hanging out at the field?
But it's also like... Like to truly take a lunch that was made by your partner and immediately go see your ex every day.
Yeah.
2 years.
Are y'all talking about my sandwiches? Because I want to know what the conversation's about.
No, it's there's no coming back from that. Like,
no.
That is to be like, oh, you've been talking to your ex every day for 2 years. Like,
y'all are
it's
besties.
Over. It's over. It's just like, yeah, that's.
You guys just get back together. It's fine.
Even if it's just conversation, I'm like, this is what I've always said about cheating is that it's like, it's not even beyond just right and wrong of like, oh, you should break up because they betrayed you, whatever. I'm like, even if you wanted to stay with a person, you're how do you get that trust back?
How could you believe
it's just like, damn, like I, because deep in my bones, I can't trust anything anymore.
Yeah, because it also comes down to intention. Because even if this other woman does have a partner, why does he think it's okay to like continue to keep this secret that he's been seeing her every single day?
Yeah,
like. He clearly has an intention there.
Yeah.
That he knows his actual partner will not approve
will not
of.
Like,
and also, like, it's also the second lie, too, that makes it so even more horrendous. Of, like, you're kind of getting caught, and then you come up with a second lie. Yeah. And it's just like, at that point, it's just like, oh, you
and
don't.
And even the fact he wanted to see the comments. He's like, let me see what they're saying, just in case anybody might have said.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Wow.
Our final story comes from Am I the Asshole, posted this month. Am I the asshole for not making my new grandkid a homemade blanket and not giving her one already made? Okay.
I'm just going to predict that at the end of this Reddit post, she signs it off with her name.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
this-
it's in all caps.
Yeah.
Edna.
All of this. All right, so this is a Reddit story from a grandma. That's a first.
Dude, yeah. Shout out to grandmas on Reddit.
Grandmas, my son remarried around 6 months ago, and my new daughter-in-law already had a daughter named Becky. Becky is 10 and overall is a sweet girl. When each of the grandkids were born, I made a big blanket for all of them, the size of a twin bed. I spent a lot of time and effort on all of them. I know most of the kids still use them often. The last one I made was 6 years ago, and I struggled to make it. My son asked me to make a blanket for Becky. I told him no because of my arthritis in my hands, and I have trouble sewing now. He asked if I would be willing to give her the one that I made for his sister's child. My daughter had a stillbirth, so the blanket was never used. I told him no, that blanket was meant for someone else, and it feels real shitty to give it to someone it wasn't intended for. I thought that was the end of it, but I got a call from my daughter-in-law, and she was pissed. She claims I am not seeing her kid as my grandkid, and I should be stepping up. I told her I can't make a blanket, and she told me to give the old one to her daughter. I told her no. She is pissed, and I am kind of pissed. My son told me to just give her the blanket, or I won't see the kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Give
over
it
a
up.
Blanket!
This is crazy,
y'all
man.
Y'all sticking her up for a blanket?
This is a grandma. Bro, you can't do this to a grandma. You can't ask that of a grandma.
Just go to Walmart.
Does the kid even want the blanket that bad?
That kid's not going to remember. Well,
no.
Yeah.
I mean.
This is a
10-year-old?
So Becky is 10. So these years have passed.
They don't want blankets. So they want Roblox.
The grandkid is not going to care about this, right? No. So this is more for the son. And now he's remarried. But the daughter-in-law of the grandma is the one also demanding of this. I'm like, you. That's
weird.
That's wild, man.
I mean, you're
lucky to have a mother-in-law who's not like a nightmare to you. Like, don't go demanding that shit. Like, what?
She's like, I have arthritis. They're like, and?
Yeah. Get to work, grandma.
I think it's, and it's also weird to be like, Well, you didn't have to give that one blanket because of the stillbirth.
It's not using
it. That's
I'm like, that's insanity.
Give it to her.
That's bullshit.
Nobody's using this blanket. Bitch, what the hell?
I think, that is unbelievable shit. Like, that is heartlessness.
If my brother said that and was like, just can we take your blanket because you're not using it, I would literally probably mess up his car. Like, I can't imagine a world.
No, that is
horrible.
Truly no empathy. Like, that is some heartless shit.
I think obviously, like, where it's coming from is that feeling of, like, needing to feel like you are a part of the family. And you know, the daughter-in-law is probably concerned that her daughter is going to feel left out of the family if she's not involved in the traditions of that family. I understand that.
Sure.
But, like, you can find so many other ways to make that the granddaughter feel welcomed in the family. You don't need to give her... She doesn't give a shit about a blanket.
The stipulation of the blanket is that somebody was born. Sorry, you were born 10 years ago. You don't get a blanket. It's really simple. I hate to say.
Things change over time. Like, she has arthritis.
My hands hurt. Yeah. The grandmas that are like this, they're like, do it anyway. It's like, okay, you do it. Go on YouTube and she do it.
Yeah.
How about we do it together and I watch her do it?
Yeah, I guess there was a comment that was like, hey, you could also, like, does the daughter-in-law want to learn how to make one of these blankets? You could help her, like, do that herself since your hands hurt.
You're 10.
That's probably a million situations.
That brings her into the family.
Now she's in.
It's like passing
out. Now she's initiated.
I am sure OP loves this new grandchild as much as all the rest. Like, grandmas love their grandkids. Like, she seems like a great grandma. But, like, and what's most important, I feel like, it's just, hey, like, spend time with your grandkids. Like, that's what should matter to the parents.
Like, are they taking these blankets everywhere they go as a family?
It seems, it's just very symbolic to the son and the daughter-in-law. Like, that seems like, it's just like, hey, like, I'm remarried. Is this, but, like, treat us the same. It's like, it's, but this isn't a emotional decision. She literally cannot make, making a blanket is, that's intense
work,
man.
And she said it's like the size of, like, a twin bed.
That's
huge. Yeah, it's huge, dude.
Every loop, one loop at a time?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It is so much work. Okay, verdict is not the asshole.
Of course.
Reddit is on the grandma's side.
Grandma.
Comments, not the asshole. You explained why it is not possible for you to make another blanket. It has nothing to do with the girl, but with your health. That's a very valid reason. It was very rude to ask for the blanket that was made for his sister's child. He does not get to decide what happens to that blanket. Someone else said, the threat of withholding the grandkids is what gets me. That's not a guy trying to help his stepdaughter feel included. That's straight up manipulation, and it should worry OP more than the blanket situation itself. Someone said this, sorry, but your son is an ass. Someone said, so is his wife. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole, but your
son. And you know what? So is Becky.
So is Becky.
You know what? Actually, it's Becky's fault.
Yeah.
Because what is she thinking all this?
Yeah. What she probably like to say?
I mean, what, 3 years? She's 13? She's going to be
fine. Just get her some Robux.
Yeah, get her some Robux.
She'll be stoked.
Someone said, not the asshole, but your son and daughter-in-law are. You physically cannot make it. And no, they cannot have the blanket made for your stillborn grandchild. Buy her some yarn and tell her to ask her mother to or learn a new skill. Exactly. Sorry, the final sentence was, my son told me to just give her the blanket or I won't see the kids.
That's
like a 1920s, like, yeah, see? Give me the blanket or
like, It's like, what the heck? Oh, if I don't get this blanket, then I'm going to remove you from the equation? Like, what?
Yeah.
You're not thinking about your kids at all.
Well, and that plays into the whole manipulation thing of, like, just holding these things to be like, well, if you don't, then you can't see your grandchild. Like,
And then you're going to tell them it's because I don't want to see them, and really this is over a blanket that I physically cannot knit.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, when Becky turns, like, 18, and then she, like, reconnects with grandma, and she's like, how come you weren't around? Well, because I didn't make you a blanket.
Remember that blanket you
never got?
Because
I had arthritis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally have arthritis in my hands and I'm just trying my best.
I just think, like, there's so many other things that they could do. Like, it's like, you don't have the blanket, but it's like, hey, like, oh, I'm
come
sure
over.
The grandma's like, go to the zoo with Becky. Like, whatever. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Anyways, well, that's all our stories.
Wow.
That was crazy.
It's a wild ride.
People are crazy, which makes me feel good about myself. Honestly.
Yeah. Is it nice to hear stories where the person's not in front of you, like you're not judging them to their face, or do you prefer to?
I wish they were all here, actually.
You want it?
I wish this lined up like a docket style, one at a time. The hot dog people need to be in here.
Yeah.
They are the craziest, but also just holding a ransom over your mother because she doesn't want to make your stepchild a blanket is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
No, we had some awful people today.
We had some bad people today.
We really did.
Is this the norm?
It fluctuates.
Yeah, we just read a story about a shit river.
Yeah.
That was pretty
It's
good.
All over the place, you know? You never know what you're going to get here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of poop, though. I notice.
Yeah,
you've feces heard. Feces is a common theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey,
or fake feces, apparently.
Yeah.
It's just Reddit, you know? That's just how it goes. Yeah.
We need more grandmas on Reddit, though.
We need more grandmas. More grandma stories.
Everyone.
More grandmas.
Call your grandma right now.
Make her a Reddit account.
Yeah, be like, there's a thing. You go www.reddit.com.
It shouldn't be hard for them.
Mm-mm. Mm. Load it on the iPad for them already.
And if they say I can't type my arthritis, you say, suck it up, Grandma. Right. You got to type it up.
Are there any subreddits the grandma should stay away from?
Probably
All
most.
Of them.
Probably most.
A lot.
Probably most.
A lot.
Yeah. Anyways, Amber, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
You're lovely.
So
thank you, Amber.
You're so
thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you for tolerating all of these stories. Amber, where can people find you?
They can find me at am.com on all socials. That's AMBDOTCOM.
Nice.
And just follow my comedy. Send me a nice message. Send me a mean message. Whatever. I don't care.
Okay, great. And Ian, thank you as always.
Hey.
Thank you.
You know, I'm here.
And thank you for watching, and we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.